been less than a week since the inquest into the deaths of 13 children and young people in the Kimberley region blasted current suicide prevention services as being inadequate and culturally insensitive. But how easy is it to provide an Indigenous-owned and run program? Nathaniel Keesing caught up with Sarah Brown, CEO of Purple House, an Indigenous-owned and run health service, and spoke to her about the programs run there.
So, Sarah, can you tell me how Purple House first got started?
So people, Aboriginal people from the Western Desert in the Northern Territory and WA were really worried about their family members who were having to leave their homes, come to town for dialysis. So they got together and they painted some big, beautiful paintings, and they had an auction at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, and they raised $1 million in one night. So what that did was it gave people independent money. They didn't have to ask the government permission to, and what they did was they set up their own organisation and developed their own processes to be able to improve the lives for people who had kidney disease and to get people home out bush.
Well, how valuable was it that you and your community were able to create this rather than relying on the government?
I think it was really significant that the independent money meant that people could set things up the way they wanted to rather than the way a government would set up a service. So really strong Indigenous governance, people getting their heads around the issues. They had a problem, they came up with their own solution, and they worked really hard to make it a howling success. So you not only get the impact of getting senior people back to country on dialysis, but you get all the benefits of the process of going through that and people feeling like they've got some control over their lives and some hope for the future. And I think For anybody, if you think you've got no control over anything that's happening in your life and you're just waiting for the next government policy in Canberra to come and impact on you, then it's really hard to look forward to the future for yourselves, your families and your community. But if people have the opportunity to work together on something that they think is really important and do it in a way where that has cultural priorities front and centre, then the ripple effects of that across the whole community is really outstanding. So, for example, when we started 16 years ago, we had the worst survival rates on dialysis in the country, and now we've got the best. And that's not, you know, we don't have flasher dialysis machines than anywhere else. We've got older models. It's about the community that's grown up around the Purple House, where people feel comfortable to talk and to share.
Well, Purple House provides cultural safety for your clients. What exactly does that mean?
It's about, for us, we're always learning and sharing and trying to improve things, but it's about having a place where people are welcome, where people count as individuals, where language and culture and family connections and connections to country are valued. And it's about unconditional love, really. It's about trying to suck the juice out of every day, make the most of our opportunities.
Sarah Brown with Nathaniel Keesing there.